WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, and Ground Shuttle now offers daily service to the Austin airport. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The first public discussion of a possible new city hall in College Station is scheduled during today's city council workshop. It's one of the subjects discussed yesterday with Mayor Carl Mooney during our show.
Do we want to keep city hall right where it is? Well, that's a pretty pricey piece of property right now, right across the street from the university, and some folks might feel that that's the appropriate place. On the other hand, the city owns property along Texas and Krennic Tap.
Today's meeting is also the last of four council members, Julie Schultz and Blanche Brick, who are retiring after serving a maximum 2 terms. A Bryan dog breeder is in jail after his arrest on 4 counts of deceptive business practice and 1 count of misdemeanor theft.
52-year-old John Chavaria, who does business as Anguilline Dachshunds, is a subject of a Bryan police investigation that began in May regarding the sale of puppies between February and December of last year. The charges of deceptive business practice accuses Chavaria of selling sick puppies to 4 people. According to arrest reports from Bryan police, 2 of the victims told investigators they bought health contracts to cover vet bills, but they have not been reimbursed. 2 of the victims also reported their puppies are not microchipped as promised. Chavaria told investigators none of the 4 victims have accepted his offer to return the sick animals for a healthy one. 5th charge accuses Chavaria of collecting $800 for a puppy, but when he told the buyer the puppy had been run over, he reimbursed the buyer only $90. Chavaria told detectives he offered to give that buyer another puppy, and the buyer refused. Chavaria is being held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $18,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When disaster hits, the Southern Baptists of Texas Convention disaster relief chaplains are some of the first to respond. Gordon Knight of College Station says there are 12 volunteer chaplains on site at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. Knight says the chaplains walk through town among the people, offering prayer and comfort.
One of our chaplains yesterday was able to pray for and with the man who stopped the shooter, the gentleman who shot him. This is a small place. It's a really small place. It's about like Snook.
Knight says the chaplains will stay as long as the town needs them. A 4th Texas Republican congressman has announced they are not seeking re-election next year. Ted Poe, who represents part of Harris County, is the 3rd in the last 2 weeks. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, speaking on our show, says Poe is the most surprising.
We knew Sam Johnson was, but his time in the Hanoi Hilton has been really has manifested itself recently. It's been hard on him. Jeb Hensarling, he's term limited as committee chair. He's in a great position to start a new career, so that makes sense. Lamar Smith is term limited as a chair, so that makes sense for him.
Judge Poe posted on his social media that he wants to spend more time in Texas, especially with 12 grandchildren who have been born since he was first elected to Congress. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport, too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, now celebrating 9 years in business. Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Come check out our anniversary specials at Tower Point and College Station. Let us clean up your vehicle for the upcoming holidays. You don't want your family to see a dirty car. To thank you, we are slashing our pricing so every car can get dressed up for the holidays. Need an oil change? Get a free car wash. American Lube Centers, our priority is you. Every customer, every vehicle, now 9 years in business.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Good morning, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:11. Let's do some weather. Sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Somewhat drier weather works its way into the region over the next 24 to 36 hours. That will improve our forecast. Clouds giving way to some breaks of sunshine today. Highs are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. It'll turn clear overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Partly to mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs will be 65 to 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Clouds 70 to 75 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie Football's Media Day on Tuesday. Now, the guys are riding a 2-game losing skid, and one of the things that Jared Johnson, a senior defensive end, says, it might be the little things that are starting to build up. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked about Johnson's comments, and he says, well, that's kind of to be expected with a young team.
I would say this. I think that they're magnified when you lose. I think with young players in particular, when you're going through a process, you know, that guys don't always do the right thing.
We'll hear from Coach more from Coach Sumlin as well as Jared Johnson coming up. Also, Jerry Jones talking about his star running back Ezekiel Elliott being in hot water once again. Well, he has been pretty much the entire season. He's going to be looking to at least prolong that suspension or at least the implementation of that suspension for a week or two. But that she's set to get in front of three judges today. We'll hear from Jerry Jones. All that more coming up in sports.
Can that go away? Can we just have to do this
anymore?
It
has drug out an awfully long time, Scott.
Most people don't care that much. I just don't think so.
Well, and what they're going to end up doing is if they keep pushing it back and kicking that can down the road, eventually it's going to come back to bite them in time for playoffs because you almost are all the way to the season
right,
where you'll have 6 games left.
Right. They keep pushing it back so it keeps getting delayed.
I'm not a fan anyway of the Cowboys. So, but I mean, it's bad publicity for the NFL. Longer it goes on, because you're letting people like that play or not,
right?
Or whatever.
Right.
Okay. So here we go. The a study by the University of Central Florida. Is their team undefeated? Is that right?
Yeah, UCF.
Whether we need to listen to the research that comes from there,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
found that the amount of time that you spend on social media does not increase your rate of mental disorders.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that very hard to believe.
Doesn't make you crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they say. Now, in the meantime, let me see here. Hello?
Tell me what other employer will deal with you as an employee because of the way you behave at home. I mean, granted, there are those, if you work for CPS and you're being inspected by CPS, yeah, you might expect to be suspended. But,
right.
But, or if you're an alcoholic, hang on, you're an alcoholic, wait a minute, your employer might actually pay for you to have rehabilitation. But somebody needs to tell him, the NFL, this is not a job performance issue.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. Mm. It is, yeah. It's all right. We'll see what happens. So, so we didn't do the tweets today. I know the leader of the free world had tweets, but did he take advantage of the extra characters?
Well, he's been doing a lot of, no, not really.
Okay.
He is tweeting with a lot of like pictures and videos these days.
All
so
right.
It's more of like a caption for him with additional media. But
all
no,
right.
He has not written any super, super long ones. There's
right.
one that looks like it goes over 140, but.
All right. So did either of you guys get extra long tweets yesterday because you could?
Did we send out tweets?
No. Did you receive any?
Oh.
People advantage of it.
Yeah.
Explain Twitter to Scott, Chelsea.
Yeah, please
go
do.
Ahead.
Yeah. Because you used to have 140 characters. Now you have 280,
right? And so, but people don't necessarily send them directly to you.
It's just if you follow them, they're on your timeline.
So, plenty of people on my timeline took advantage of them. I think it was, let me see if I can find this.
Yeah.
I think it was the Yankees who took advantage of it.
The people, your friends up in that part of the world?
No. The New York Yankees.
And they said,
wow, we've never been able to do that before. Thanks, Twitter. And they listed every year that they've won a World Series.
Oh, that's just
great.
Fine.
Yep. Wonderful. But it wasn't 2017. So
it wasn't.
There,
just nope.
That. All right, so... Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I love it.
Mr. Downs is kind of like the guy who decides when we start playing Christmas music here, you know? And so he's not going to be the first. Tampa Bay Times did a study to figure out when different stores start playing Christmas music. And Best Buy is the first. They started back on the 22nd of last month.
What?
Whoa.
Of October?
Yep, 3 weeks ago.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is a little early.
Sears and Kmart started last week, but nobody goes there. Doesn't matter. Belk and H&M start today. Office Depot and Office Max start on Saturday. Walmart will begin on Monday. JCPenney's on Thursday. Black Friday is the most popular time to start.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. But
I wouldn't mind starting it right now.
No.
It's too soon.
No, it's not.
Music.
It puts everyone in a good mood.
Is this Tony Bennett?
Really.
Way too soon for me.
Scrooges.
Yeah,
there's no snow.
Nope.
There's never snow here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, or mistletoe.
Valid point.
Yep.
And good luck finding a tree.
I'll find one.
They're on sale now at Home Depot. Christmas music was special.
It still is.
When it was played round then. I'm excited for Christmas music. But now's way too early to begin.
So there you go.
What a beautiful song.
Well, you can go into Mr. Downs's office today, and I'm sure he's got... Actually, I have a CD of Christmas music right here. I keep it all the time.
Who has a CD player anymore, Scott?
I do in my control room. That's the only reason I can do that. I know. I have a CD player and a thing called a mini disc, which was from a long, long time ago. But anyway, and, you know, so anytime we need Mannheim Steamroller, we can always pull that up.
It's fine.
And that's
the other
thing with YouTube. You know, you can go and be in your own little Christmas world anytime you
know.
Want. Here's the deal, though. Listening to Christmas music too early in the season is bad for your mental health.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is according to a woman named Linda Blair.
Linda's a liar.
Yeah, and it's not the Linda
Blair.
Yeah,
I was about to say that.
No, that's not that one. Not that one. Anyway, clinical psychologist in England.
Oh, England. Doesn't count.
And says that listening to Christmas music too early in the season is bad for your mental health because it's a reminder of the stressful stuff you have to deal with in the holidays.
Oh, come on.
In other words, when you hear Holly Jolly Christmas, it reminds you that you have to buy gifts, organize parties, send out cards.
Oh, that's why if you start earlier, then you get stuff done earlier and on time, and you're less stressed.
Okay.
Aren't they always depressed in England anyways because of the weather and the bad teeth?
I would think that they should be. There's not any doubt about that. And for some reason, they have decided... Now, today we are going to hear about the toys that are in the National Hall of Fame.
Okay.
We're going to have that. But aside from that, the UK decided they wanted to release their list of the most popular toys over there. So here we go.
It's the most wonderful time.
6 weeks before Christmas, Britain's Toy Retailers Association out with its annual list of must-haves.
Stretch Armstrong.
Your stretchable superhero.
Among them, a dash of nostalgia with 70s toy Stretch Armstrong making a comeback. There's also the latest Nerf blaster. And for big spenders, the most expensive toy on the list... furry tiger, which roars when it's roared at.
That was
roar?
Retailing
in stores here for $175.
Sounded like a dying person.
Yeah. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
It was,
Yeah, that was not a roar. Okay, that was like you're hurting me.
I don't know. Let's see if we can find some audio. I mean, find a YouTube of that.
Something?
Yeah,
okay.
Because again, it's how do British people know how to roar? They don't know how to roar.
Roar.
Roar. Anyhow, so.
Ooh, okay.
Did you find it?
Yeah, of course I did. Let's see. I've got to wait for the ad.
Let's get the ad out of the way, and then we'll find out.
That.
This is called the Fur Real Roarin' Tyler, the Playful Tiger.
All right. Here we go. Okay.
This is for real. Roarin' Tyler. He is our most lifelike pet in the history of for real, which is really great. You can see he has sensors in his head.
Sensors in his head.
Yeah.
And then also his back.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
He's got
he like moves around like a real little tiger.
It costs $175.
Jeez.
Better.
Okay. Sorry, yeah. I don't know.
It's
okay.
I want to hear him roar.
I know.
All right.
Oh. He actually likes to roar back at you.
Does he?
So you want to try?
Wow. Here we go.
No, you want me to do the roar? Okay. Hey, Tyler. Roar!
Oh my God. That is not okay. Granted, he is a little baby tiger. Oh,
yeah.
And now she's putting. Oh, this is really scary. She's putting a little rubber chicken in his mouth.
What?
No,
I swear. No,
that would never work in America.
I don't know if he comes with that
He's
or not.
Vicious.
No, she sounded like she was from America. Toy Fair 2017. I don't know where that takes place.
Wow, it's in New York usually. The Javits Center in New York. Okay, well, great. So. In other words, they don't want their police to have guns, but it's okay to give a toy tiger rubber chicken?
It's from Hasbro.
All right.
So these are the same. They have other fur real friends.
They? Okay.
Yes, they have like unicorns and dragons, and now Tyler is the newest addition.
What would a unicorn do? Does a unicorn perform? What does it do?
Oh,
you know?
Let me see. The fur real unicorn.
Does it make a roaring sound?
But they're
too
expensive, too.
I bet. Hello.
Star Lily.
Hey, when can we hear Grandma got run over by the reindeer?
We're never. I do not play that. Do not play it.
You know,
sorry.
Chip's interviewed that guy.
I know he has, and that's fine. And he used to play here, and I know the whole story, and I'm just not going to play it. I mean, that's just, I'm sorry. That's the way I am. 722, you can find it and put it on your device, and you can listen to it all you want.
I don't know if Star Lily makes any noises.
Oh, Star is a name.
Yeah.
There's a name.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tyler the Tiger, Star Lily the Unicorn. She's only $170.
I tell you what, man, just a show about nothing.
Tigers that roar at you. All right, so there. I was going to do a story on the Country Music Awards, but they stole it from us at Fox at the top of the hour.
No.
So we have nothing else to do but try our Oreo cookies.
Oh, I've been smelling mine, trying to figure out.
Been sniffing? Been wafing?
I have to go over and get mine because I had to move it to the other side of the room.
Scott, you're so far away.
Scott, come back. These things came out,
what about, I don't know, a month ago?
Okay,
is that right?
Sure.
I think.
Yeah, maybe even a little longer than that, I think. Right?
Yeah, because it's way too close to me now. It really smells horrible. But anyway.
They don't smell horrible.
These are mystery Oreos.
Okay.
And I was hoping that it had a little question mark on the filling, but it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
So it's a black Oreo. Okay, here we go. So let's try them and see what we think.
I'm licking the cream. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
No, I needed the full effect with the cookie.
All right. So, what are you getting?
There's like some lemony flavor.
Okay.
I'm getting, and I heard you talking to the candy people earlier. I'm getting the Fruit Loop.
I am too.
Fruit Loop vibe.
I'm getting Fruit Loop.
Well, that's
there.
Where I came up with the lemon-ish.
Yeah. And
Fruit Loop. Ooh, good job, guys.
And what's nice is that the cookie kind of breaks up the sweetness of that. But again,
I'm a big fan of Oreos, and I would not eat a package of these.
Yeah, this doesn't taste good.
Uh-uh.
So I got 25 of them left. I'm going to go stick them in the break room.
Oh, it'll only take about 20 minutes for them.
Yeah, well, and that's fine. That's okay. But if you, we'll let you know. And I think they cost $3. I'm not sure what I paid, but I think that's it. Hello.
Hey, the song "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer."
Yeah, what about it?
That was one of the questions on Jeopardy yesterday. The question was, "What did Grandma get run over by?"
See, how sad
what
is that?
What is a reindeer?
And the guy, I think he's got a vet degree from A&M.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got
I didn't know it was from A&M.
Yeah,
no,
he's got an Aggie connection.
Really? Okay.
Well, he used to play at Rosewood Junction, which doesn't exist anymore. It's in the shopping center where Kohl's is now.
Okay.
Okay.
I think the the place closest to Dominick Street on that end right there. That was a club at one time, and he would play there.
I love hearing you talk about all the establishments of yesteryear.
Yeah, old stuff.
I know, and I grew up here, and I still don't know some of the ones he talks about.
About the Steak and Ale. Steak
and Ale was awesome. Now it's like a vacant lot or something, I think. I don't know. All right, so much for that. And so the cookies taste like, and we'll have guests who come in next hour, and we'll have them try them.
Okay.
Yeah,
there
you go. We'll find out about that. All right, 7:25, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, not going to be as uncomfortable today because we're not going to get any more rain. That's out of here. Look for a high temperature today, about 60 degrees with north winds at 5 to 10. Then tonight, back down to about 48 or so, which is what we had last night. Then we start to gradually warm up. First of all, we'll get sunshine tomorrow. High temperature will be near 70 degrees. And we'll continue with the 70s on Veterans Day, which is Saturday, and then a little bit warmer on Sunday. Clouds will roll back in, but nothing to be concerned about as far as it looks like any rain is in the forecast. But, again, just cool for the next couple of days, and then okay weather. Right now we've got 51 degrees outside. Rush coming up in just a minute.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Joe Ricketts. Joe Ricketts is a first-rate businessman. He founded TD Ameritrade. His family owned Chicago Cubs. And until recently, he was doing well in the online publishing business. Ricketts owned a couple of local New York news sites, The Gothamist and DNA Info, with over 9 million visitors a week and growing. Now, about a week ago, 25 employees decided they wanted to unionize. They joined the Writers Guild East. So Ricketts would have to negotiate with unions and swallow higher operating costs. When the union drive first began, Ricketts wrote to his employees, "As long as it's my money that's paying for everything, I intend to be the one making the decisions about the direction of the business." Well, after the pro-union vote, Joe Ricketts sent the employees another letter. He explained that businesses have to be economically successful. It was now too expensive to produce the kind of journalism he wanted to deliver, so he shut the publications down immediately. Bottom line, the 25 people that tried to force a union on the business ended up costing 115 people their jobs. One of the union backers, a reporter, defiantly says he has no regrets. He's proud. He stood tall. Standing tall's fine. You can even do it on the unemployment line. You can even eat standing tall if somebody else pays for it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, you often hear me talk about the great deals you'll find at your Mahindra dealer, but they do more than sell tractors and utility vehicles. Mahindra is part of the community, and right now, your Mahindra dealer is ready to help you figure out if you qualify for year-end tax savings from the government. And you'll still enjoy Mahindra discounts, as well as the best limited powertrain warranties. So if you want to take home the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on the planet, or you just need advice on caring for the land that you love, stop by your Mahindra dealer. Say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The healing from Sunday's mass shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs has barely begun. Gordon Knight of College Station is one of 12 chaplains from Southern Baptist of Texas Convention Disaster Relief who got to town on Monday.
I think it's beginning to sink in now of just how horrific this is. And again, the grief process has started. We found many people just sitting alone, sobbing because of what's going on.
Knight says they'll stay in town, which he compared to the size of Snook, as long as the people need them.
Offering hope. And the greatest thing we offer people as chaplains and as Christians is the hope in Christ that he brings. God didn't cause this. Man caused this.
Knight says the group of chaplains are not trained psychologists, but they do have avenues to get people in need to the professionals. Governor Abbott has proclaimed Sunday as a day of prayer in Texas following the shooting in Sutherland Springs. The proclamation calls for all Texans to pause for a moment of silence Sunday morning at 11:30 to honor and remember the lives of those who were lost. For the third time this year, a Bryan dog breeder is in the Brazos County Jail.
The latest arrest of 52-year-old John Chavaria charges him with 4 counts of deceptive business practice and 1 count of misdemeanor theft. All 5 counts are from the sale of puppies from February through December of last year. According to arrest reports from Bryan Police, one victim reported when she received her puppy, it was covered with fleas and worms and it was vomiting. She took the puppy to the vet, believing the cost to be covered by a health contract she purchased, but she was not reimbursed. The buyer was also told the animal is AKC registered, but she's received no paperwork. A second victim who said she also purchased a health contract and has not been reimbursed for taking the puppy 4 times to veterinarians for hip issues. She was also told the animal is AKC registered, but has received no paperwork. A third victim said her puppy had internal parasites and ear mites and was not microchipped as promised. The owner of the fourth puppy, who said she paid $575, said the puppy had not been dewormed and was not microchipped as promised. Chavaria told investigators none of the 4 victims have accepted his offer to return the sick animals for a healthy one. The fifth victim told investigators when Chavaria told her the puppy she bought had been run over, she wanted her money back. According to the arrest report, she was reimbursed only $90 after paying $800 for her puppy. Chavaria told detectives he offered to give that buyer another puppy, and the buyer refused. According to online jail records, Chavaria was arrested in February and in March for having more than 4 dogs in his home. He remains in jail following his latest arrest. Bonds on the new charges total $18,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has a busy workshop agenda today, which is the final meeting for retiring members Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz. Mayor Carl Mooney says final action is possible on the design of the new police department.
We expect to see 3 different designs, which will be more along the traditional sense of what the council referred to.
Mooney on our show repeated that the council and not a new advisory committee will make this decision.
Every day is a day when construction costs go higher. you know, with all the rebuild that we're reading about down in the Gulf Coast area, it's imperative that we get this going. Plus, we need it. It's that simple.
Today's agenda also includes the council's first public discussion about building a new College Station City Hall. There will be at least five new members of Congress from Texas next year. The fourth Republican to announce his retirement is Ted Poe, who represents parts of Harris County.
Ted Poe is the biggest surprise at this point. That kind of blew me away.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked during our show about the process of deciding whether to seek re-election.
First thing we do is Gene and I spend time talking about it and praying about it. And, you know, I just want to make sure it's the right thing for our family. The second thing is to make sure that I'm in a position to make a difference. For instance, is there a way to potentially get a committee chairship or a subcommittee chairship, things like that, or to be in a leadership position to be able to affect change? Those are things that I look at as well. And also what the opportunities are to advance what I consider to be an important legislative agenda for Texas 17.
Flores says it made sense to him that Sam Johnson was stepping down due to his health and Jeb Hensarling and Lamar Smith leaving because they are term limited in their current committee chairman assignments. Poe posted on his social media that he wants to spend more time with his extended family in Texas. The fifth congressman to not seek re-election is Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who wants the Senate seat now held by Ted Cruz. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 51 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We would love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text HOME to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text HOME to 99,000. That's HOME to 99,000.
Are you looking for a job? This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Altran, along with Bryan Broadcasting, for our fall job fair on Thursday, November the 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the Chamber's fall job fair. That's November 16th at the Hilton and College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
Hey, hey, good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds today, we'll certainly see some of those, but it looks like as the day goes on, some breaks will try to develop, so we should try to get into a little bit of sunshine today. Highs will make their way up to 60 or 65. It'll become clear tonight. Lows are going to settle back to about 45 to 50. Partly to mostly sunny, milder for tomorrow, highs 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Nice start to the weekend. Saturday, sunny, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Dallas Cowboys star running back Ezekiel Elliott is set to appear before court again today up in New York City. It continues to be a long saga between he and the NFL regarding his six-game suspension for alleged domestic violence allegations. Owner Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys was on the radio yesterday and spoke a little bit about what he expects to happen.
Their timeline, I think Zeke is going to be there. And so they'll have a turnaround of a day and to get that in by late Friday, and we'll see if they get it in. Your guess is as good as mine.
Now, Jones went on to add that if they don't get it in by tomorrow, the decision, that means Elliott could be eligible to play in the Cowboys game in Atlanta on Sunday. Also, we'll hear from Kevin Sumlin, as well as Jared Johnson of Fighting Texas Aggie Football, said it might be the little things that are causing the Aggs to slip up here lately. We'll cover that, all that and more, coming up in sports.
Yesterday, we were talking about these three UCLA basketball people who apparently went to a Louis Vuitton store next to the hotel where they were staying in China and stole stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, got caught stealing stuff.
Correct.
Because it may not be the first time they've stolen stuff.
And right. For those of you who don't know about them designer brands, Louis Vuitton's a little expensive.
And I don't know how you steal that stuff. I mean, I don't know.
They were sunglasses.
Oh, was it?
It was sunglasses they were trying to take.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a, quote, big misunderstanding.
Oh, I'm sure.
So how do you fix that?
Fix,
yeah, I mean, do you, because, you know, in China, they probably could throw them in prison for as long as they wanted.
Fox News, I heard this morning, or maybe it was, you know, Gordon Deal, he said that they're confined to their hotel room right now, to the hotel. They cannot leave the country, the hotel, until law enforcement decides what to do with them.
Good.
And so they play on Saturday, I believe. Well, they won't. Their team plays on Saturday. Right. But you know, what do you do with, I mean, it could take, they said days, weeks, or months.
Jeez. And then they could be facing 3 to 10 years in the Cal.
Hey, good, fine.
But
it's amazing how, you know, LeVar Ball, obviously.
And he's there because he's shooting for like his reality TV show.
He's in China?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause they, I think TMZ tracked him down. He was, like, coming out of a hospital. He was wheeling. Oh. I don't know if it was his wife or somebody out of a hospital. They were asking him about Le'Veon's charges. But
well, when on Gordon Deal on you know, what is it? First American
News? America's First News.
Yeah, America's First News. Before our show, him and Jennifer Kashinka were talking about it this morning, and she said that he was over there shooting for his reality TV show. But maybe not. I don't know.
Well, doesn't he play basketball? It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Le'Veon does. LeVar doesn't.
The dad. That's what we're
The pops is over there. The pops is a bigger celebrity than the kid.
So, but A&M's doing it right because Coach Kennedy has the basketball team in Germany, but they're on an Air Force base, right?
Right, yes,
so there's probably
correct.
Not a Louis Vuitton store over there.
Probably not.
If they were tempted to want to do anything like that probably was something they wouldn't be able to do. So who's doing our broadcast? Do we know?
In Germany?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Dave. It might be, Will Johnson, I don't think, would be doing it either. Yeah.
No, because they've got football.
Oh, that's
if
a great question.
This is a really good question,
Scott.
Well, in the meantime, as soon as we, and until we find that, we'll just have to be satisfied with the fact that a guy in England has set a new record, world record, for the fastest speed in a jet-powered suit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. His name is Richard Browning, spent 3 years preparing for the stunt, building his own suit from scratch. At first, he tried building a suit using wings and high-powered fans, but he ultimately decided just on a strap-on jet engine. Do you get that from Amazon? What do you do?
Sure.
Can you just go to Amazon and put in jet engine and see what you get?
Something tells me this guy's got a lot of free time on his hands.
Yeah,
you know?
and some money. So he's ultimately decided to just do the strap-on engine thing. The real Iron Man hit a top speed of 32 miles an hour, earning him the Guinness record for the fastest fastest flight in a jet suit. Okay, hello.
Yeah, the A&M game, as I understand it, will be have a live feed from ESPN to Dave, so that he can broadcast the game.
Really?
From here.
I think I heard that actually. That
really?
Dave is going to be, he's going to be watching it on TV and broadcasting it that way.
You know, they do that for a lot of other sports where they have broadcasters in Charlotte or, you know, wherever for like SEC network type stuff. And they're watching, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, stuff like softball or whatever. But,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Cheaper to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to confirm.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. Well, see how that works.
Have to confirm.
Confirm after you hear this, though. We can't have you leave, Chelsea, before you hear that.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. That a Star Wars fan has used Google Maps to spot the Millennium Falcon, which is apparently in a tree-lined lot there at the film studio outside London. So they've been able to actually find it on Google Maps. If you want to go look at the Star Wars Millennium Falcon, it's right there.
You don't want to do that? Oh, me, yeah.
No, I didn't say you were going to. I just thought you'd be so geeked out you'd want to. Yeah, never mind.
No.
You know, I've said it before, and it's true. America is the greatest country in the world because there are a million ways that you can make money. I mean, you can come up with an idea for a business, and boom, you can be rich overnight. Or you could start a company to rescue cats from trees.
There you go. Because the firefighters can't always do it.
Sure. When a cat gets caught in a tree, some people will call the fire department, but, you know, they can't. Sometimes they've got other stuff they have to do. In the meanwhile, you know, what are you going to do? You got that poor little kitty up there. Well, in Washington, people now can call the Canopy Cat Rescue. It is a small company started by Sean Sears and Tom Otto. Good luck. They're professional tree climbers.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Because you need a tree climbed for? Okay. See how much they charge, and once again, you know, if they have traveled too far, it's kind of like pizza delivery area. I'm sorry, that's out of my delivery area. I can't come rescue you.
Yeah, right.
True.
Could be a little problem.
You got to account for gas.
Hey, this is a show I really enjoy. It's called Cash Cab. The Discovery Channel announced yesterday that the... What? Do you watch it? Have you seen it?
No.
wasn't scoffing at you.
Okay. No, I'm laughing because I have a friend who had a little too much to drink one night, got into a cab, and said, what if we're on Cash Cab? And I've never watched the show, but she was just so excited.
But were
and
you?
I always think, no, this was, I wasn't with her. This was a story
that was told about her.
But I just always think about that when y'all bring up Cash Cab.
Cash Cab is cool. It's got a guy named Ben Bailey, who is a comedian, and he asks questions to people. And, like, they have to go 23 blocks in New York City or whatever, and they have up until, you know,
this time
to
yeah.
do that. And they used to, I don't know if I haven't seen the show in like 3 years, but I mean, it's funny. But you can call a friend, I think, or you can do a
shout out. Oh, they have different
like
lifelines.
Right, you can pull over to the side and ask somebody if they know somebody on the streets of New York, hey, I'm in Cash Cab, do you know the answer to the, you know, whatever?
You can call a friend.
Yes.
Lifeline.
But now he has, he's going to have, apparently, stars will be in the surprise guest stars.
Oh, okay.
Among them, Matthew Perry, Brooke Shields, Scott Bakula, Gilbert Gottfried. Why would you pick him up? Dave Foley, Jeff Garland from Curb Your Enthusiasm. So those are
that'll be fun.
It kind of will. So anyway, that's called Cash Cab, and it's on the Discovery Channel. So
okay.
TiVo that sometime, and you know, like watch 10 minutes of it. It's something kind of different.
Okay.
7:47.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Maddie and her 13-year-old son Justin heard my radio program in the car. They heard me say something about junior high kids wanting their parents to listen to them. Right there in the parking lot, Justin said, "He's right, Mom. I'd love it if you'd just listen to me sometimes." Sorry about that, Mom, but we often think we're helping our kids the most when we're talking the most. But sometimes our kids don't need our advice or instruction. They just need us to listen. Good listening is a skill. Teenagers struggle to open up, so when they do talk, take advantage of it. My son Trent gets chatty later at night. usually right about the time I'm having trouble keeping my eyes open. Trent starts sharing about his friends or something that happened at school that day. But no matter how tired I am, I try to perk up when he starts talking and engage with him. But what if your teenager doesn't want to talk? I say don't try too hard to make it happen. Trent will talk my ear off one night, but the next night his only vocabulary will be yep and nope. Great conversations aren't likely to happen every day, so don't force your teen to open up unless there's a problem you have to confront. You might be in the car right now listening with your son or daughter, just like Maddie and Justin were. If so, I hope you'll hear the same thing they heard. Sometimes, Mom and Dad, you're at your best with your teenager when you stop talking and start listening. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Day.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
About 9 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We don't have to speculate. We just need to talk to Dave. Dave will tell us how he's going to broadcast the game. So you're going to...
You know,
go ahead.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, tell me how we're going to do this.
Well, they've got... I was going to tell everybody that I actually went, and they flew me back on a Learjet in time to do the game on Saturday night at Kyle Field. Then I said, no, I won't do that. We're going to get what they call a clean feed. And which means that we won't see any commercials or anything like that. We'll see during timeouts, we'll see down on the court. And then they'll give us Nat Sound. So we will plug Nat Sound into our little mixer, and you'll be able to hear the crowd screaming and yelling. Mike Caruso and I will sit in a studio there at Kyle Field and broadcast the game by watching it on TV. Now, ESPN, believe it or not, is doing a lot of that now with basketball. They leave the crew over in North Carolina. They send the truck in here, and then they'll call the game from North Carolina. So it'll be the first time I've tried it. And, you know, at the end of my basketball career, I think it's going to be kind of fun.
Well, it is. I just, you know, being in the atmosphere is something that we're all used to if we've done play-by-play. So kind of being away from that will be a little bit different.
Yeah, it will be. And hopefully we can get the only thing I'm concerned about is if we lost the feed, we're in trouble.
Well, y'all can tell old basketball stories, right?
Yeah, we could sit there and just try to go out and find people around the stadium and bring them in, and we'll talk to them. Perhaps the team will be out there going through their walkthrough on Friday night and get some of the football players to come up and be on the show with us.
Either that or you could talk about the last time you were at Farrell Fieldhouse in Waco. No, we better not do that. Hey, Dave! Thanks for the call this morning, buddy. See you later.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Bye.
Okay. So, there. We just went ahead and just, Dave reached out to us, as a matter of fact, and said, I'll just tell them how they do it so they don't get it wrong. Do some sports.
Yeah, Dave South actually going to be calling his last game at Kyle Field on Saturday, too. So a big weekend for Dave. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football is looking to bounce back after dropping its last two games at Kyle Field. Defensive end Jarrett Johnson says it starts with the little things and kind of works its way up from there.
So they'll give us a troubleshooting every time we go to, you know, a game, away game, home game. You get a little troubleshooting in a backpack, right? And by Tuesday before our first meetings, that backpack is due. Now some guys will slip up, not turn into the backpack. That leads to punishment. And the punishment leads to them getting a certain attitude, and they're like, well, you know what? I don't want to do anything the right way anymore because they're just going to punish me. And so you'll see this chain effect kind of happen.
Now, when asked about Jarrett's comments, Coach Kevin Sumlin says the small things tend to pop up more when the team's going through a rough patch.
I would say this. I think that they're magnified when you lose. I think with young players, in particular, when you're going through a process, you know, that guys don't always do the right thing. And so the discipline that comes from that may not be recognized as much by other players when you're winning. When you're consistent in your discipline, and when you got, like you said, 105 guys, 85 guys on scholarship, you want everybody to do everything right. Some guys didn't, and some guys have mysteriously not played, too. I'll just put it that way.
Coach and the guys will try to shore up those small things this Saturday when they welcome the New Mexico Lobos to town. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. with the Fan Zone Show starting at 3 right here on WTAW. And Fighting Texas Aggie softball continues its fall slate tonight as it welcomes McLennan Community College to town for a doubleheader. Game one gets underway at 4 p.m. at the Aggie Softball Complex. Houston's Jose Altuve has been named Outstanding Player for the second straight season in Players' Choice Awards balloting by the Major League Baseball Players Association. The Chicago Cubs' Anthony Rizzo earned Marvin Miller Man of the Year, given to the player who most inspires other players through on-field performances and community contributions. Now, Altuve also was voted Outstanding AL Player of the for the second straight year, and Miami outfielder Giancarlo Stanton was the Outstanding NL Player. After taking yesterday off, the Houston Rockets are back at home tonight as they welcome LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers to town. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock at the Toyota Center. Ezekiel Elliott skipped his weekly media session because of more legal limbo in the star Dallas Cowboy running back's fight over the NFL's six-game suspension on alleged domestic violence. Yet another court hearing is set for today in New York. Here's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
You'll have a three-panel judge that are going to be asked to make a decision. I have no idea of their timeline. I think Zeke is going to be there. And so they'll have a turnaround of a day and to get that in by late Friday, and we'll see if they get it in. Your guess is as good as mine. And if they don't get it in, then they can play Sunday. And that is all that I know.
Now, it's also being reported that Jones is threatening to sue the NFL over a proposed contract extension for Commissioner Roger Goodell. Jones and the other 31 owners voted unanimously in May to approve a committee's negotiations on Goodell's extension. And sticking with the NFL, the Green Bay Packers have released tight end and Fighting Texas Aggie Martellus Bennett for failure to disclose a medical condition. The 10-year veteran hasn't played since the Packers' bye week when he announced via social media that he was pretty sure this was his final season. Teams have until 3 o'clock this afternoon to pick Bennett up off of waivers. And Week 10 is set to get underway tonight out in the desert with the 4-4 Arizona Cardinals playing host to the 5-3 Seattle Seahawks. Kickoff is set for 7:25 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hey, honey, I really need you to get my oil changed. Can you do that this week?
Ugh, man, that means I gotta go get the oil, filter wrench, plus my time. I was planning on watching the big games this weekend.
I didn't say I wanted you to change my oil. All you have to do is take it to Allen Honda's Express Oil Change during their happy hour, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. They have 8 lanes, they'll wash and vacuum it. It doesn't matter what car you drive, you get $10 off and you're in and out in a jiffy. So will you please take it to Allen Honda?
Oh, sure, that's easy.
That's Allen Honda's Express Oil Change.
I've been watching the news this semester, and all I've seen is fires, earthquakes, hurricanes, and shootings. In the 18th century, John Wesley said, "The best thing of all is that God is with us." Isn't it amazing that that's still true today? That this is still God's world, and the best thing about it is God is still with us. My name is Preston Grumwalt, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. If you're looking for a place where we celebrate that every Sunday morning, come and join us at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year, we're purchasing over 350 new coats for kids 5 to 10 years of age and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 6th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Let's do weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. 775-2929. High today, about 61. I may see some sun later on today, low tonight around 48. Tomorrow about 70, and that way all the way through the weekend. 52 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.